Death of a Boer by M.C. Beaton. Read by Graham Malcolm.
For Alistair and Amanda Locke of Inverness, with affection. Chapter 1. No man but a blockhead ever wrote, except for money. Samuel Johnson. There used to be quite a lot going on in a Highland village during the long, dark winter months. There was a ceilidh every week where the locals danced or performed, singing the old songs or reciting poetry. Often there was a sewing circle with its attendant gossip, the mothers' union meetings, the girl guides and boy scouts classes, and the weekly film show in the village hall. But with the advent of television and videos, people often preferred to stay cosily indoors, being amused by often violent films with heroines with high cheekbones, collagen-enhanced lips, and heels so high it made ankles comfortably ending in slippered feet just ache to look at them. Therefore, when Hamish Macbeth, police constable of Loch Doo, heard that a newcomer, John Heppel, was planning to hold a series of writers' classes in the village hall, he set out to dissuade him. As he said to his fisherman friend, Archie MacLean, "I don't want to see the poor wee man humiliated when nobody turns up." Hamish had seen a poster in Patel's general store. "Do you want to be a famous writer? Famous writer John Heppel will help you become one." The first meeting was scheduled for the following week on a Wednesday evening at 7:30. Hamish knew that on that evening, Petticoat Cops were showing at just that time, a cop series set in L.A. with three leggy blondes with large lips, high busts, and an amazing skill with firearms and kung fu. He did not know anyone in Loch Doo who would risk missing the latest episode, except perhaps himself. So, on one wet, black evening with a gusty gale blowing in from the Atlantic and ragged clouds ripping across the sky, Hamish got into the police Land Rover and set out for John's cottage, which was out on the moors above the village of Cnothan. Hamish was feeling lonely. His affair with the local reporter, Elspeth Grant, had come to an abrupt halt. She had been offered a job on a Glasgow newspaper and had asked him bluntly if he meant to marry her. And Hamish had dithered. Then he had said he'd think about it, and by the time he had got around to really considering the idea, Elspeth had accepted the job and left. He wondered gloomily whether he was cut out to live with anyone, for his first feeling on hearing the news that she had gone was one of relief. He wondered at first why John had not decided to hold his classes in Cnothan, but then reflected that Cnothan was a sour town and specialised in ostracising newcomers. Sergeant MacGregor, who had policed Cnothan for years...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?